Yes.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all hot dogs.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Genji.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you.
Think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
I think he's in trouble.
Truly, this guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Gore readings and salutations, Flesh Wound Radio freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Radio. I am Dan, the troublemaker, I guess, joined as always by Todd, the tool, Loya, and Pug.
That did not even rhyme, Dan. I'm very disappointed. I would have went with, like, Dan the Puppet Man or something.
Puppet Man. Well, I'm not the puppet man. That's what I don't understand. All
I don't know, but it
feud.
But it worked.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, I can do a puppet gimmick if we do YouTube at some point. I don't know. I could probably do a puppet gimmick. I don't know. I'm not going to even try and, you know, fake the lip moving or anything because I know that's going to look like shit. But I'll do a puppet gimmick.
You just want to reenact where my puppets come.
that is true, yes. Yes. You can make the puppets come.
Your child abuse doll.
Where did the doll touch you? this is all inside jokes.
Hold on. Time out, guys. I just found out that Drew Carey might have allegedly murdered his fiance. Did you guys see this?
No.
Holy shit.
Google
what
done.
She fell
from a balcony, but there was a tweet or some bullshit that she was fearing for her life from fucking Drew Carey. That pain protects you.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow. Shit. Actually, fell from a balcony after altercation and that there were evidence of manual strangulation. Go, Drew.
Wow. And Price is Right cancels shows after murder of Drew Carey's ex.
Wow.
I think we have a contender for next year's fatty.
Whoa. That is like anything we do. We're not doing a good job of proving that we're not a degenerate podcast right now, but whatever. I'm just going to go with this. wow, that's real? When the fuck did this happen? I didn't see anything today.
It says former. I just read it right now. It was like posted maybe in the afternoon. Former
not
boyfriend and
post.
He filed a suit against. No.
Wow. Well, I'll be damned. Wow. I guess
okay,
they
so
can't
it
really, like...
It might not have been Drew Carey. It might have been the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, that's true. I don't
damn
see
it.
Drew Carey. That's like a... Usually you get in trouble for some shit first, and as far as I'm aware, I don't think
not
Drew Carey
good at
has
it.
Ever... Well, yeah. But still... Like, you never – nothing. I don't think he's had a DUI. I don't think he's had any kind of domestic shit. And then to go from that to tossing a girl off a balcony.
That's... Well, we don't know what the bitch said.
Yeah. She could have brought up Pat Sajak or some shit.
What? You mean Bob
Barker? It's a game show thing. No, I wasn't going with Bob Barker. Because if we want to talk about Bob Barker, he is 100% up for a fatty. Ask any of the former women on the show.
Listen to our Oscar show for what that the fatty is. But
Fatty Arbuckle Lifetime Achievement Award. There
God,
you go.
God damn, Pog, you just blew my mind. Wow.
I really fucking killed this bitch, but yeah, I thought that was exciting. I really hope it was okay.
Well, rest in peace. We are, of course, being humorous, but fuck, now I'm not going to be able to stop laughing, and I'm just going to look like a bigger asshole.
You quit being an asshole.
Oh, shit. Can't help it now. Because I've got the murder scene now in my head of, like, Drew Carey just, it's like, you overcooked my steak! And then just, like, fucking, like, just, like, Emperor in Star Wars tossing her off the balcony. It's, wow. I don't think he killed her, though. I don't get murderer vibes.
But if it's
him.
Donald Trump grabbing a pussy, oh, that didn't happen.
Okay.
That was verbal. I don't like Trump. I just don't think Trump actually.
You were sure defending
anybody.
Him
pretty early. I was not.
There's a, no. There is a difference between rape and sexually assaulting someone.
Well,
I'll put it this way: acted douchey. Sure, 100%.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not convinced that he actually, like, I don't think Trump actually like held a girl down and raped him. That doesn't
okay,
mean not
again,
a douche.
There is a difference between sexual assault and rape.
I don't think maybe by he rubbed his shoulders. This is going to be a long discussion. Maybe he did something like rubbing somebody's shoulders or something, but I don't.
So an unwanted sexual advance, is that what you're trying to say?
All right, I can see him making an unwanted sexual advance. Maybe not physical. But, yeah, did Trump maybe take his dick out once? Maybe. I don't think he actually assaulted
And who hasn't?
Not saying that's cool. Not
you
saying that's
though.
Cool.
I
voted
think
for
you,
Gary Johnson,
you know.
By the way, so I want to throw that out there. I always throw out my dating.
For the Cowboys?
Not my dating history. My voting hey. History.
Johnson, you voted because it sounds like a penis.
I know.
It was... It was a throwaway vote, but I'm just saying, I'm not a Trump guy. I just, you know, I don't
You know why? He's like, oh, shit, Big Dick Johnson's on the ballot.
You would have voted for Big Dick. Come on. Todd has the iHeart Big Dick pin.
I'm not the one who every chance he gets is talking about some other dude's dick. Dan.
Or making America great
Fuck
again.
Doug.
But anyway,
do you guys hear Rosario Dawson is officially a dyke? I just found out on Yahoo.
Rosario Dawson's fucking Cory Booker.
It just said LGBTQ+.
So she, I thought she was like engaged to him now or something.
Dan, you're supposed to be happy.
I am happy. Picturing Rosario Dawson eating some beef over, you know, blowing old creepy eyes is a lot more appealing, but never heard that. Good
yeah,
for her.
I'll send you the link.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to go rewatch The Descent, her descent, it just is, her full frontal scene now, and yeah, new eyes.
I figure you'd go with kids.
Fuck you, Todd.
What? It's a classic.
I walked into that one.
You kind of did. Always fuck you, Todd.
I should have anticipated it.
Should have saw it coming.
I think trans is her full frontal. That's a good movie. God. Drew Carey, maybe, allegedly, I don't think he did, but could have murdered his wife. We're already talking like pussy grabbing. Good God.
Uh-oh, was that the pussy grabbing alarm?
I'm still like processing this Drew Carey thing. I can't picture Drew Carey in prison either. Can you imagine if just a decade ago, or not even a decade, a few years ago, well, a little longer than that for Cosby, if somebody said, you're going to have Bill Cosby and Drew Carey in jail, one for rape and one for murder. That's mind-boggling. That's like Mr. Rogers, like, getting busted for selling meth. I mean, holy shit. Nice. That's awesome. She was dating Cory Booker, so I don't know. Maybe he gets to watch.
Maybe he has a beginning now.
Yeah, I don't even know who
he could.
I don't even know who Cory Booker is.
Isn't he a politician?
Oh, he ran for president, but he's dropped out already. New Jersey. Know your politics, Todd. God damn it.
Yeah, because I vote New Jersey.
Well, he's running for president. It's not just fucking New Jersey.
He didn't get that many fucking votes. Anyway. Check the other chat, too, guys. That's my favorite. This motherfucker's spitting. I mean,
uh-oh.
We've hijacked
the show. Better than the one I did?
Yeah.
The first thing.
Oh, God.
I see the thumbnail. Oh, wow. That is. That is good. Wow. Oh, damn. I don't know if we have to use allegedly. I guess you do still have to use allegedly, but yeah. God, the Drew Carey memes. That's what I my entire night after this show is now fucking booked. Wow. God damn. Well, all right, let's try and steer it into some more talk. Wow, are we going to get the Drew Carey true crime movie?
Oh.
Holy crap. Holy
it's called the
crap. I mean, he rose to fame, and we get the Drew Carey years. Do we get some of the actors that play themselves? Do we get, like, Mimi, like, trying to talk him down? He, like, slams her up against the wall. Don't tell me what to do.
I just went and looked. Only season one's on digital. I was trying to see before it got pulled.
Holy shit. My mind's blown,
Kane,
but I am going to try it.
When Kane chokeslammed Drew Carey, he built up a CTE problem, and that's how he fucking murdered him.
He didn't take the chokeslam, though.
Backstage, is practicing. Either way, he maybe fell out of the ring.
Wouldn't that be funny as shit if that was used in the trial? He wasn't the same. He got tired of announcing Plinko. It just like fucking broke him. Just became like the shattered mirror effect. I don't know. Goddamn. How do you like recover from that? It's just like, God, whoa.
You started talking about your dog story.
Oh, my dog story. All right, so we haven't brought him home yet, but we did. The family adopted a dog, and I was thinking of names. We've kind of gone with sci-fi names, you know, but
Holocaust.
We've gone. What?
Name your dog Holocaust. No.
I almost no sell it because I've still got Drew Carey throwing somebody off of a balcony in my head. I'm not even like that. Like my mind is still blown. But anyways, I wanted to name it Krug. Now I try and like soften this with the because it's a family dog, and you know my mom has no idea what Last House on the Left is. My dad has no idea. They're not horror people. So I was, like, trying to, like, soften it a little bit. It's like, yeah, let's break it up. Let's do a horror name. So I was like, how about Krug? And it's like, Freddy Krueger. And I probably should have just let it go. It's like, yeah, but let's just
you
call it Krug. I could have tried. So anyways, it's like they didn't hate the name in and of itself. My niece, of course, they don't know what it is either. My nephew, thought it was fine. So just kind of left it at that, let it sink a little bit. I thought maybe I was going to slip this by. And then, I get a call from my mom. It's like, who must have Googled it, and just says, we're not naming our dog after a rapist. So.
Well, there goes Weinstein.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Next you have to go.
I'm not going to get.
Can we name him after Harvey the Bunny Rabbit?
Yeah.
Hey.
It didn't work. I had tried to go for a theme and name, I wanted to have a bunch of dogs and name them all after serial killers. No, that wasn't going to happen.
So what's this one going to be called?
It's Odo probably is the leading name. Deep Space Nine, you wouldn't get it. Great character. René Auberginois, the actor who portrayed Odo, just recently passed away, so it's a cool tribute. So there you go. Not going to name it Baby Yoda, I'm sorry.
The child. Krug is way better. Krug is a better name. You should support Krug and use the shit.
Hey, I'm just glad my nieces and nephew didn't Google Krug. So that's... That's all good. They've got they're like Monster Squad. They haven't made the jump to Last House on the Left yet. So yeah, I'm outvoted, but it's probably going to be Odo. Cool name. I'm still happy with it. I want a Krug, though. I want a Krug. It's a tiny dog, though, too.
Or just straight out name him Drew.
Name him Drew now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right, last question. We got to get into the show, but does this mean that he gets pulled out of the Hall of Fame? Celebrity?
Yeah. They pulled out Trump. Why wouldn't they pull him out?
They didn't pull Trump out.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
He's not listed.
They don't talk of them. I want to say last I looked, Trump was still listed. I know there's a don't talk about Trump rule, but I believe he's listed.
Ooh. All right.
I'm looking it up.
I'm almost 100% sure. I don't know. I guess WWE.com has all the official inductees. But, yeah, I never. I know there's
checking.
A don't talk about Trump rule, but I don't think they officially pulled him. But
well, I'm double checking. I thought they did. If I could figure out how to look at
this
fucking website.
Unless they can prove that Drew put his hands on her, that's kind of a tough one.
It's just I think I'm thinking of Hogan got pulled. They pull people all the time
Hogan
and then put them back once they're cleared. So if they feel the need to pull them, they'll pull them until it's cleared.
Although that for murder, yeah, they'll definitely pull him. But
we're just gonna gloss over. I saw Salami Ali, whatever the fuck that dude's name was, that he had assassinated.
Soleimani.
Dan doesn't count that.
I don't think you're gonna have a lot of people that said Drew Carey's wife deserved it or fiance deserved it versus Soleimani. So it's a little, you could have the argument there. But yeah, grab him by the pussy, I guess, doesn't get you pulled out of the Hall of Fame. But I don't know. We'll see. Goddamn though. Wow. Mind blown. You better get Drew Carey on DVD.
There's only one season out,
at this
so.
Point. Oh, shit. Well, that's gone. It's gone the way of Seventh Heaven, like the Christian Dawson's Creek and the stars like a kiddie fiddler or talk about doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought they did too.
That still airs? I'd be amazed. Mm-hmm.
So is Cosby Show.
I don't think Cosby's airing anywhere right now, dude. This might be in your imagination.
Something like Hallmark or some shit.
Oh, maybe. Seventh Heaven. I never watched that show, obviously, but knowing what it is.
Did
you get? It's got to be creepy as shit now, though.
That was creepy then.
All right,
it's on TV One.
Let's get into our... All right, well, never mind then. I guess, hey, dies down and, yeah. All right, so let's get into it. What?
Hollywood is cool with kitty diddlers. They forgive their own.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are a little... Well, yeah, they are weird. I actually...
Four more days.
Is that when they meant?
Yeah.
Two rapes? Or whatever it's called. Okay.
Well, that's when the tickets go on sale.
Wait, I thought it was
a
pay-per-view.
It is, but you have to buy tickets to the pay-per-view. It's weird. It's like the first time it's been done.
So, am I watching it at home? Or
yeah.
Rape of T. Corey. So, how does that work?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet, but I guess we'll find out on the 22nd.
I could see some last-minute legal fuckery with that potentially, but be interesting. All right, so I was just going to say musicians are one thing that are Me Too immune. There's, so much shit like Steven Tyler and David Bowie that's out there that, they were, immune from Me Too. That is one thing. Old school musicians in general, really, seem to be immune from Me Too. Nobody really ever went after some of the dicey shit about a lot of those musicians, which always fascinated me.
Have you heard of the front man for Lost Prophets? I don't remember his name. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've
heard of Lost Prophets. I couldn't tell you the name.
Okay, this dude was popped for being one of the worst fucking pedophiles in modern era. He got caught trying to film himself rape a year-and-a-half-old boy. And he convinced the mom that it was cool because she was all fucked up, too. You should look him up. He's a fucking piece of shit, and I like that band now.
Wow. Damn.
Let me look
that
up his name.
That is fucked up. It is weird. Now that's extra fucked up, but there's a lot of like rockers and 14, 15 year old girls shit out there, like some mainstream ones that I swear I've never heard anything on TMZ or even just the regular news. Nope. Everybody's quiet about it. It's the weirdest one, and some of those, it's you can't really deny it because, they were, in fact, dating an underage girl. So it's weird. I guess it's the Michael Jackson effect. They just don't want to acknowledge it or whatever. Long discussion, but let's talk some streaming terrors.
Ian Watkins. Even Ian Watkins. Look that shit up after. It's fucking disgusting.
I will have to look that up. That sounds like a last podcast on the left waiting to happen. All right. So we've been preparing for this one for a while. Streaming terror. Well, not just streaming terrors. We're going to talk a little streaming in general, some true crime, some streaming series. I figured why not. We kind of referenced some of this, so we can do a bit of a dive into what may or may not be worth watching. I know we haven't all seen everything that that each other has, but I think we've seen both. Why not? Let's do, since this is the last thing I watched.
It's always what Dan
pilots.
Watched last. It's never what anyone else.
What would you like to watch, Todd?
Oh, I don't know. I want to know what Dan watched last now.
Fuck
I'm not
God.
Sure if I want to know.
God damn. I knew you were going to do that, you cocksucker.
That's what you watched last.
Always a fucking dick. All right, so Ted Bundy falling for a killer. So this was a, I believe, five-part Amazon Prime streaming series, which is kind of interesting because the focus really isn't on Bundy in this one. It kind of centers around the people who knew him, in particular his girlfriend, Elizabeth, girlfriend and fiancé. Well, no, I guess they technically weren't. She wasn't his fiancé because he didn't want to. But longtime girlfriend, Elizabeth, his brother is in it, and just various people who knew and were connected to this case. It kind of goes from 1969, I believe, when they met, to really right up to when he was executed. So it has his sort of unofficially adopted daughter, Molly. And it's kind of all like victims' perspective. And I thought it was fascinating. I know a lot of you watched the Bundy doc on Netflix before. Yeah, Bundy tapes, and then the Zac Efron movie. So Bundy's kind of popular right now in true crime. I really, really enjoyed this quite a bit. They didn't have anything with Carol Boone. She died in 2018. I was kind of hoping to see like some sort of newer interview, and maybe you can help me on this one, Pugs, if they ever did have some interview with her later on. But what did you think, Pugs? The Bundy tapes, or not the Bundy tapes, the Falling for a Killer.
Well, I'll start with the Bundy tapes. The first two episodes were fucking dog shit, and the second two were great, or were good. This doc, mm-hmm. you know, was it Falling for a Serial Killer?
Yes,
Falling
fucking awesome.
For a Killer, yeah.
Five episodes. I actually did it all in one sitting.
Same.
Well, I got up and like.
You moved around.
Do, but,
I know.
Yeah. All one day and like back to back. I didn't want to stop. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Gave me
it cured your coronavirus.
Yeah. Started it. threw me off there. But yeah, for real. It was freaking awesome. It gave me information I didn't know. I've never really even thought to look up. What the hell's her name? I forgot. The girlfriend.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Can't think of her last name.
Her,
Elizabeth.
Or Mindy. And Mindy's the daughter, right?
Molly, I think, is the daughter.
Molly.
Yeah.
You're correct. I never even thought, like, what the hell they thought about, and that was fascinating as shit. And then they had a clip of the mom, of Ted Bundy's mom. Never crossed my mind that this monster had a mother. Fucking insane.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, man, this was like very thorough, very good. Outstanding.
Yeah, well, Todd, what did you think?
Yeah, I'm shocker. I think this is all going to be the same. Yeah, I loved it too. Lots of, you know, new people I wouldn't have thought to be interviewed. It was refreshing. It wasn't just the same thing over and over again. It was something different, and it was very captivating.
Yeah, I love we're obviously fascinated with true crime and serial killers on this show. Longtime listeners know, but I'm always, like, really fascinated to hear more about the victims and they're all victims really in a one way or the other, but just the people connected to these cases. There was a a film, it's not perfect, but called Raising Jeffrey Dahmer, that like focused on the parents and their coping with, you know, the case and what happened. And I just find that so intriguing. You know, like, what would you do if you had a brother, sister, parent, whatever, that, like, was, like, you know, fucking people in their head wound? You know, like, how do you fucking, like, cope with that? So I love this. I really did. It's interesting. I thought that was actually really, really interesting when the daughter apparently destroyed that last letter to Bundy. That part I thought was, like, really cool and, like, you know, go her.
You can still see the hurt in Elizabeth's eyes when she did that. Like, oh, he still has his fucking hands in him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they didn't specify this. Did she ever, like, remarry, or?
They didn't really talk about that.
They didn't, and I kind of figured if she had, they would have said something. That's kind of a tough one, though. Like, you got to wonder about, like, the dudes that would have, like, sought her out versus the ones that's like, yeah, my ex was a real...
I feel attacked. I would have went after Molly. She was pretty good looking.
Yeah,
she has to be at least. Well, she was alive in 70, I believe, was when he first met them. So she's got to be in her 50s.
I still would. But when they went over, when he attacked the 12-year-old and how much she looked like her, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Fuck. That's some hardcore shit. That was fucking up.
No. Yeah, it has to fuck you up. I mean, I'm, like, amazed that they were able to live, like, normal lives at all after something like that. I mean, I'm sure at some point, people stopped recognizing you, you know, just going into Walmart or something. But, you know, it probably took a while. And you know people have probably hounded them for years. Probably some, like, true crime weirdos like us, I'm sure. Like, camping out on their front lawn. Todd's probably done it. But you would. If you liked to travel, you would. But no, I love this. I really think this one, I mean, the Bundy doc from earlier last year, I believe, was really interesting. But, you know, as far as, like, new information, there wasn't a lot. This, I really felt like I learned some stuff that I didn't know. It's, again, like you said, I mean, there's some pretty powerful moments because, you know, until the later episodes, they don't really portray Bundy as a monster as much. You know, it sounds like, yeah, I'm sure there were signs there, not to, you know, criticize her at all. I'm sure there was probably signs even at the beginning, but... you know, I mean, it's just like, wow. It's like, the Drew Carey effects maybe now. Again, allegedly. I don't think he killed anybody, but allegedly. It's just like, oh, wow, I watched him on Plinko, and then the next image you have is, you know, him, like, just fucking, like, gorilla pressing a girl off of a balcony. That's...
Would you say a Superfly splash?
Our listeners do not, unless you're Squared Circle Society, they don't get that reference, Todd. But the ones who do are laughing.
That was pretty mainstream for a minute.
Allegedly.
So, yeah, what else did you guys enjoy about this one? Because this, I would say, is must watch. If you're at all into true crime, get your ass on Netflix and watch this shit.
For real. My most favorite, though, is, like, I really love Talking Heads. Like, I know that's kind of boring for some, but, like, I just like the information through a visual media.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard his brother speak before. That was cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much, but I'm like, he loves the shit out of him. And then, like, once you find out, it's like, how do you just turn that off? Like, yeah, he's a monster, but it's still kind of your brother. And he wasn't mean to you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, and then towards the end, when the black dude, I think it was like his attorney or somebody, started crying after he got fried, I'm like, okay, yeah, relax.
You didn't know him that well. You're just sad you lost. But, yeah, it's like, you know, when they find Todd's dungeon and all the fucked up shit he's done, I mean, we're still going to love Todd. You know, I'll be talking good about him on 60
God,
Minutes.
I will be there.
Lies. You were like, you were talking so much shit.
I'll sell a book. I mean, I'll be like Malcolm McDowell Loomis and, you know, living large, but I'll still feel bad.
All I want is my
I'll call you.
I just want my Chris Benoit tribute at UEW.
You got it.
Never get spoken of again.
Is it going to be BC who's like regal and like talking like he kind of knows what really went down?
No, that's going to be fun.
Okay. Ah. I mean, it sounds fucked up to say I kind of want to see that now, but I kind of do.
I get it.
Oh, wow. Wow. I don't know. Maybe I'll use the people not the people on this list. I'll use the parasite defense for you. I was like, you know, there could have been some, like, old Korean couple living in his walls that were coming out and killing all these women. I'll try for you, Todd.
That works.
You know, Todd, you just said I get it, which reminds me of a great Kevin Brennan bit. He was talking on a podcast a long time ago, early on in Misery Loves Company, and he was talking about how he was on the road. When he's in the hotel, he watches, like, any documentary on TV. There was a Ted Bundy documentary going on. And he was just sitting there relaxing, going, I get it, Ted. I get it. I don't know why. That fucking woke me up, man.
Oh.
Like, he didn't even ask me what I'm talking about. Like, how can you identify with, I wouldn't do it, but I get it.
We all have ladies out there have their moments, too. I'm sure, you know, they've had the, the Eileen Wuornos. Like, I get it. I get it. So it's not just us guys being assholes. There's lady assholes out there too. So yeah, I highly recommend this one. Oh, and one of the sadder moments too for me, because you mentioned the brother, when they showed like he's living in like a rundown camper with his cat, kind of was like, yeah, that guy was never able to have a normal life after that. You know, and he's got to be like sick in his 60s now, and it's like, man, poor dude. Yeah, another victim in a way. So.
Well, I hope he changed his name.
His name.
Oh.
You know what? He's probably a killer too. He just hasn't been caught. He's like, my fucking brother got all the things.
Feeding him to the cat. No, I don't think so. I think he's probably a decent guy. He's genuine. But, check it. I kind of figured, just watched a lot of Bundy stuff. Is this going to be a repeat of shit I already know? And, I was very fascinated by the victims, telling their story. All right, so next one. Watched this one a little while back, but I think my memory's pretty good on it. Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. All right, so I am not a big football guy, as everybody knows, but, you know, I knew who he was. Hey, I made tons of money betting on football, but I just don't like it. Unless I have money on it, it's not that interesting to me.
You just pick whatever Star Trek names that are close?
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. I had to split it, but true story, I did. I won $5,000 on a bet once. Had to split it, unfortunately, so I didn't really get that much. But yes, so I know my shit, Todd. So shut the fuck up. All right. So Aaron Hernandez, of course, a big New England Patriots team that kind of just ass fucks everybody over the last decade or so. Oh, there's a joke in there, and I didn't even think of it when I said that. But yes. So I didn't know the whole story with him. You know, I didn't know anything about his background. I just knew that, you know, he was killed somebody. He had like a $40 million contract. So this one, I was really interested to watch, because I remember when I saw that report, it's like, how do you have a $40 million contract and then you're just killing some random dude? It doesn't make any sense. I really like this one as well. I don't know how much we want to spoil, but being that this is a big news story, I'm going to say, obviously, we're a little spoilery with this, but
I think you can feel free, just big free on this one. Everyone's fucking seen it.
Yeah, I think probably. So, yeah, we're a little more spoilery on these than the movies. But, you know, it all kind of made sense. I'm glad this one was a little shorter, because I think the why is answered fairly early. You know, he was gay, had a mean dad, and
had a rider for his wife.
Huh?
And he had a rider for his wife.
Yeah,
did I confuse Dan? I think I might have.
He confused me a little bit, but I just went with it like I understood, so it's all good. But what did you guys think? This one, I enjoyed it too. Again, there's not like those great revelations, but the prison calls were interesting to listen to. What did you think, Pugs?
Well, let's go with Todd first.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Damn it, Pugs, I was half ready.
okay.
No, it's good. This is another one I really liked. I mean, I know enough about the case, but I didn't know, you know, they really dive into it, because there was, you know, a lot on the news and, you know, the stuff about him being gay and this. But it was very interesting. I mean, he had one of his high school lovers in it, even.
Yeah. Yeah, if I recall, they
like a mutual masturbation session. I'm like, okay, well, that's a Thursday.
You know what I was thinking about when I was watching? Oh, go ahead, Bugs.
Okay. I was shocked how sympathetic he came off in some of these episodes. I felt bad for the fucking kid. Like, you have all this money and you're fucked in the head, so you're still like unhappy. That sucks.
Yeah.
And then like, you're good at being a gangster. Why would you even try to be a fucking fake ass gangster? You have $40 million. You should have no problems. I mean, money can't solve everything, but fuck, it's a good start. I did like the history of like how he got from like being a little kid, and it all starts off nice, and then all of a sudden, his dad was like beating his mom in front of him. He may or may not have fucking molested him, and then like his brother, his relationship with his brother was strained or whatever the fuck. I forgot where I was going with that, but oh my God, his aunt. I like her. She should have been his mom. I fucking
yeah.
hate the mom.
Yeah.
And mom was a fucking cunt and a half. And then Bow Wow, his wife. She's a pretty good lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mom was like fucking that dude. Again, for you, because I watched this one a little while back. Was it like an uncle? Or what was the connection?
Yeah,
like the mom started like
the dying aunt's ex-husband.
Okay, the dying aunt's ex. So the mother was shacking up with him, and it was like
yeah.
the dude, his dad was barely in the fucking ground. So yeah, that was one of those ones where. Yeah, I'm gonna have to call a cunt on that one. His mom,
yeah.
Jesus,
dude. And when she said you should have gave me like $1 million or whatever, I'm like, are you fucking serious? Fuck you.
Yeah, that kind of yep, that is who she is. yeah, that's gotta be tough too. Like you make it, I mean, to that level, and then it's like. You know, you have people coming out of the woodwork expecting you to solve all their problems. I mean, obviously, I don't think any of us could understand, you know, having $40 million. But, you know, I can certainly imagine that there is a negative side to it. And that, how ironic was, like, the call to his wife, like, complaining about the gays in prison. I was like, wow, okay.
Oh, he's That's just a front. He's trying not to let them know how much he likes it. Like,
right.
Anyone who brings that shit up and goes that hard is hiding something. You can't tell me how.
Yeah, no. I mean, jokes are jokes, but if you're, like, really heavy on the, like, I hate gays stuff, yeah, I think
unlike
nine
Dan,
times out of
who
ten.
Who won't shut up about how much he loves them.
Fuck you, God. I love everybody, Todd. God damn it! But yeah, no. I think most of those people probably are like, yeah, they were either diddled, or they're just gay.
They're just like projecting their hate, the self hate amongst the LGBTQ
yeah.
plus community.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Definitely. So I don't know if this one was more sad to me. Like there's not there's not a whole lot of revelations that you probably wouldn't know. But the, you know, just seeing the conversations, the mother who I think whoever made this doc was like probably a little kinder than they should have been because yeah, I'm sorry, you don't start like fucking. An aunt's husband, like when your husband's like just in the ground. Now I'm sure the husband sounded like a real piece of shit too. So, you know, I get it. You move on at some point, but goddamn, I mean, come on.
You know what?
There was one
revelation. I don't remember if it was actually in the show or if it was just when my follow up research. But the NFL has a clause. For whenever the case gets dropped, like the wife and kids, whatever they had, gets the remainder of the money that the NFL owed him. But
yeah.
the fact that he killed himself, I think erases that. So I don't think they're going to benefit.
No, no. They talk about it. It's the fact that he killed himself. It's a weird law in that state where even if there's a conviction, it gets reversed or erased.
See,
so therefore, because of that,
they
all. Yeah.
But the irony about that too is they said it again. This is like the first thing I watched that we're talking about, but still may not get, probably not going to get anywhere near that because there's going to be a lot of challenges and whatnot. I mean, I hope they do get something. They should be taken care of. I mean, good God, they didn't do anything. Certainly his kids didn't do anything. Yeah, like I get it, but there's the victims too. It's like it really feels like it should be, you know, if he's got $40 million or whatever it is left over, you know, you can sprinkle that around a little bit and, you know, not fix it, but, you know. I was thinking when I was watching this, because you kind of see this story play out a lot, not as much in – sports, although there are other less dramatic stories of people getting in trouble. But, Todd, you can kind of speak to this. Rappers, is it hard when you make it big? And it seems like now with rap, it seems like it happens well, not overnight. Nothing's overnight, but you can blow up, like, out of nowhere. It feels like with rap, for some reason, just me being not the most well-read music guy, it seems like you can just explode. Like, you're not known, and then 2 weeks later, you're all everybody's talking about. Is it hard, once you have all that money, to drop any sort of bad habits or gang ties that you have? Because you would think it would be kind of easy just to say, all right, enough, I've got, you know, $10 million, I don't need to do this anymore.
No.
I was going to say, did you, I'm surprised he didn't ask you, Pugs.
That would be racist, Todd. God damn it.
Well, it's a different music industry than it was when I, like, know all my stuff. See, the misconception is, and I don't know how much it's still true, is that...
Yeah, is it bullshit sometimes? Are the gang ties bullshit? That's another
question. No. Well, yes, absolutely. But not just that. The misconception is you have an album out, you're fucking rich and ballin'. That is so not true. Now, I think it's still the case, but even when they do get some money, they...
piss it away.
Well, no, it's just because their image is so based upon that. And it's not even that, because it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. Because now it's rappers pretending to be gangsters instead of gangster who decide to rap. So it's a whole different thing.
I'm going to go
to Tekashi.
It's right in the middle.
Obvious.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle, because it's a lifestyle, and eventually it catches up to you. So you can start off as a poser and end up like getting in over your head, or you can be like a legit fucking gangster, and still, you that mentality doesn't leave. Like it might like lessen a little bit, but no, like someone disrespects your diss, you gotta come correct that situation. So that's a tough question, Dan.
I don't even know if I articulated it as good as I should have there, but all right, you've blown up. Is it hard to just pretty much like make that call? It's like, guys, I can't hang out with you anymore. Or is it more of
No, you can't do that because those are your people. You got back no matter what.
And then your street cred's out the window when they start snitching on the internet. You went soft.
No, that's interesting. Made me think of that.
I don't blame 6ix9ine for turning like that. He was caught between a rock and a fucking hard place, but he should have just shut up. It's fucking hard if you make it out.
I don't see how he doesn't get killed at some point. Even just the idea of him at this point. Again, I'm not it's certainly modern rap. I know next to nothing, but just looking at that case, like, how is he? I mean, he's going to need fucking like security on him for life, probably. I just don't. I don't see how he doesn't get killed. I mean, I hate to be that blunt.
I'm actually shocked he's still breathing now. But
same.
They haven't killed Epstein. Which sucks because I actually like Tekashi 6ix9ine. That dude's a fucking dummy, and his raps are good. It's funny. I like him. I would have gone to see him live, but too late now.
No, I don't think I'd want to be there at this point. Not without a vest, but...
But Dan, that's unfair. You wouldn't go to any rap concert without a vest.
Not a big concert guy. Not alone, anyways. Like,
did you notice you didn't argue with me?
Yeah. I'm
that's
fat,
fucked
nigga.
Up, Todd. You don't even like a lot of modern rap, Todd, so don't be lying. I would go and see, I would definitely go and see like an NWA reunion. minus, well, not original at this point. But
well, then,
I would go and see that. I think it'd be cool.
You cannot have an NWA reunion with Eazy-E. That's why there has not one and been one, and there won't be one. And don't even bring up that
they
one song.
Hologram
did,
him.
No, the Eazy-E hologram.
Him.
The Eazy-E hologram
pissed
me off.
What did they call it when Snoop Dogg was in there?
That was
NWA.
NWA. That was the technically it's one song for the Friday soundtrack, but then there's the one on Ice Cube's album, Hello, that had Cube, Ren, and Dre, which just felt more like an NWA reunion than anything else.
Okay. What would you prefer it to be called if they did tour in the name? Because I would like to see it. I haven't done
it. I would, but they could just do the songs just like they did on the Up in Smoke tour.
Okay.
If it was a concert, I'd have no issue. But them releasing an album as NWO, I think, is where my issue would be.
Okay.
All right. It'd be interesting. Be one I'd go and see. All right. So, moving on. Let's see. We probably won't deep dive into this, but since I did watch it, the Harley Quinn show, that was actually a lot of fun.
It's still going on. The final episode is this week. So you got like half.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting like a comedic vibe. I thought this was going to be like the Batman animated series, which, you know, even I watched
just
that as a kid. That was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
It was funny. I knew it was going to be different when it opened up and like Harley Quinn was accusing Joker of being gay for Batman. So I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be funny. And then it was. And the
being
shark and...
oh, my God, King Shark is my favorite. He's the best. You haven't even got to the good one. He fucked somebody up. It was awesome.
I wonder if that's going to be on Blu-ray or not. Seems like that's a big enough name that they got to... I don't know.
Yeah, they put Swamp Thing out, so I don't know why they wouldn't put that one out. They put out Doom... everything they have. Doom Patrol.
Justice hasn't yet, but... And Titans have, so... Yeah.
I'll probably pick it up, and I'm not, you know, the comic aficionado that you guys are, the superhero aficionado.
You guys,
so that's
I'm not a,
yeah. Check it out.
I watch the movies. I'm no aficionado, and I don't claim to be.
Yeah. Oh, you know my favorite part, by far, was Dr. Psycho, the dwarf character who can't stop saying cunt. That was...
Yeah.
that was probably my favorite. I love the fucking
League of Doom. I love that the League of Doom were just like, that's not part of our evil. We kicked him out. Like, we don't condone.
The League of Doom went woke. I actually liked it quite a bit. I was like surprised. I was like going in thinking this was going to be kind of a chore, but and then Zeus calling Harley a juggalo, I cracked up at that. There was actually quite a few. Joker telling Bane that Harley has herpes. What?
Zeus, Maxi Zeus went full fucking Weinstein with his fucking open shots, pixelated shots. Oh, so good.
Is there any controversy with this? Like, like parents bitching that their kids are watching this?
No, if you're a good parent, you know what, you check it before. The only complaint that people really have been giving that I've seen is that, like, well, the show's awesome, but I can't have my kid watch it, so I'm watching it.
Oh, yeah. I can't have a show where they say cunt and... talk about herpes.
That's the only word they bleep out. It's cunt. But, like, they don't bleep it out well enough for what it is.
I'm waiting for Harley to les out with Poison Ivy, though. That's what I want to see.
We know, Dan, you like, we know, Dan, you like your gays.
I'm not Asian, and I don't like. I don't get people that actually masturbate to cartoons.
What?
But
holy shit, Dan,
they like the hentai.
That is legitimately the most racist thing you've ever said on the show.
They like hentai. That's not racist. That's like saying,
but it's
not
just
racist.
Yeah.
Well, they make it. I mean, it's not racist. That's cool. You like.
You think all Japanese animation is hentai, though? We had this argument before.
I didn't say it all was. I know there's, like...
Yes, you did.
Well, a lot of it kind of is.
There
I mean,
we go.
I've watched some of it, dude. When my younger brother got married...
You're a pedophile.
I had, like,
Dan.
A big trunk full of, like, hentai.
Dan.
Like, you can have this. I don't want her to see it. And it's, like, all, like... fucking girls getting diddled by octopuses and like all this or octopi, whatever you call it, and they're like getting it up the pussy. It's like really weird.
Dan, where did animation touch you when you were a child?
Show me on the
knoll. I love heavy metal. There's some cartoon fucking in that too, but
oh yes.
So yeah.
Me and Pugs will have the Coonskin review coming soon. Dan's bowed out.
Yeah, I am not going to be on. That'll be the one where I get the coronavirus that night, so that's not happening.
Oh, yeah, we're still going to do it, too, Dan. You could just be – see, here's what you do, Dan. You just don't watch it, and you just react to everything we say.
That's fucked up.
Every few minutes chime in with Bugs is Black, it's okay.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot in that review. All right, so moving on to one that, Todd, you did not watch Dracula. But I know Pugs and I did. All right, so, yes, Netflix, Dracula. Pugs, what did you think in general? I'm curious to get your thoughts on this because reviews on this one have been kind of mixed.
And I totally understand why. So, like, when I first started watching it, the first hour or so was a fucking drag. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to get through this. If this doesn't pick up soon, I'm not going to finish this series. But as soon as I started talking shit in my brain, it slowly got better and better. And by the end, like, Todd, do you care about spoilers? Because I could walk around.
No, go ahead. I'll do some, go ahead.
Okay. Well, when he comes to the nunnery, wherever the fuck that was, and, like, get kicked off, I'm like, oh, this is what I came for. Because, like, the way he comes out of the wolf, fucking nasty. And it's like, that fucking hurt me. I got, like, a cramp in my leg just from watching that. And then, like, the interaction between him and fucking, was it Margaret Van Helsing, whatever the fuck her name is. Holy shit. Excuse me. It kicked off right away, and I was like, yes, I'm in. And from then on, the show was pretty goddamn good. It wasn't, like, amazing or anything, but it went to places I didn't expect. It took some fucking left turns. Like, modern day, even, which caught me way the fuck off guard. Homeboy, the Dracula guy, what's his name? Charlie? The real guy?
Kleas Bang. You know who he is? Did you watch the last girl in the spider's web? He was like the pedo father in that.
No. I only saw the one with Rooney. Well, I saw all three of the original series.
Okay, this was the last one with the girl from can't think of her name right now.
Not Rooney,
but he was the villain in the last one.
Okay.
One
well,
of the villains,
awesome.
The male villain.
I like him. He was fucking cool. Oh, I'm pretty sure you liked the black. He was fucking gross, but I'm sure you enjoyed it.
That's fucked up. And Pugs is black once again.
There we go.
So we don't make the... So we're not, like, used as an example of despicable podcasters.
Too late.
You know, I think what I liked about it, It's, well, first off, it's not perfect. There were a few, I mean, honestly, taking it to modern day, that's been done with Dracula a lot. So I was kind of like, I mean, there were some funny bits.
Did you expect
me
it
by
in
any
this
means.
Show, though? Like, all the marketing that I got was all like, early, I don't even know what fucking time period that was, but, like, early fucking time period.
Yeah, 1800s. And I was expecting a traditional Dracula tale, which in a way it was up to a point. And, you know, the humor I just don't think worked for a lot of people. Some of the modern humor when you have, you know, Van Helsing talking about or Agatha talking about, like, lesbian fantasies. Mina's bisexual. And again, some of this has been done before. So, you know, there was a lot of, like, little, like, modern things that I think some people just were kind of like, you know. But I laughed, and it was. I thought he was a kick-ass Dracula. A lot of humor, again, a lot of one-liners, and there was, you know, certain points where I felt like I was watching, like Dracula meets some of the Nightmare on Elm Street sequels. Kind of became Freddy. It works. It's entertaining. It's not perfect. Like, if you're looking for, because Netflix has been killing it with a lot of stuff lately. This isn't like the ultimate, like, Dracula that I was hoping it might. But they did something different, and it worked. And like you said, there's some fucked up gore moments. The nun, the slaughter at the Abbey with the nuns, that was like, oh, fuck. It's like, just like ripping fucking heads off and shit. It brought the gore. It loses a little bit for me when it gets into modern times. But like I said, I still enjoyed it. Just don't only expect a modern or a faithful Dracula tale to a point, because it definitely goes away. I was about to, like, Mina is bisexual, and, you know, she kind of was. And you kind of saw that actually with Winona Ryder in the Gary Oldman version. I've been meaning to go back and read the original Dracula again for a while now. I'd like it. Overall, would you recommend it, Pugs?
I would, but I would also give, like, some caveats. Like, if you like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really want a movie just about his voyage overseas. Because that was pretty damn cool. It was like a murder mystery, but we all know who did it. But I thought that was fucking awesome. But yes, I would recommend it.
I would too. Yeah, that was actually pretty fucking cool too on the boat. I think it peaks early. That's like my big thing with this one. I do think it peaks early, and that can be an issue by the time you get to modern times. It's like, it just feels like the momentum is gone.
What was the peak moment for you?
It definitely peaked right before, I mean, he kind of wakes up in modern times. I mean, that's really, I was really digging it, warts and all, up to that point. And then it's like, I don't hate it as much as everybody else does, but I am on the it loses something towards the end train. Which is weird. You know, I love Dracula 2000. I actually think that's a very underrated film, so I don't have issues taking Dracula into modern times, but it's been done a lot. Not just Dracula, just vampires, modern time. I kind of prefer my vampires in a sort of gothic period piece setting. So maybe that's just me. Old Hammer fan. All right. So moving on. What am I missing here? Because I'm having a brain freeze.
The one you couldn't watch?
Oh, yes. Don't Fuck with Cats. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I tried.
You didn't watch it? At all?
I just, you know, it wasn't putting me in the best of moods, and I was just like, nah, don't. I knew you guys didn't watch Dracula, so I'm like, I'm going to get a pass if I can't watch this. I know the story, though. I just can't, try.
Honestly, it's not hard. They cut away enough. Like, they don't show you any of the animal cruelty, like, at all.
They didn't, but you know what I mean? Like, it's there. They still allude to it, the body, you know? Like, I tried. Couldn't do it. I get that. Like, I really do. It's weird that we can watch shit like a Serbian film where you know, you have, like minors and all this stuff, like, torn apart. But,
Well, we know why you...
fuck you, Todd. It's different when it's a cat. I'm sorry. Couldn't do it.
I'm not a cat person. I'm a dog.
Same.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's tough with animals in general, though. I don't have a cat right now, but I'm both. So, yeah. But what did you guys think? Like, how would you? Because I know a lot of people that just couldn't do it on this one. But what did you think? It's like I was telling Todd before the show, knowing that the guy is probably being. The killer is probably being like brutally fucked in the ass with I don't know, like some shank right now, makes it a little better, but I still can't.
Makes Dan super hard.
Fuck you.
I think Luka Magnata is having a great time. Luka Magnata is having a great time. I knew the story ahead of time, right? But like, it didn't click with me. And that's how they got. And that's how they got him. So when I was watching the show, I'm like, "This sounds familiar. Where are we going with this?" And then like, I felt like a fucking moron because once it started clicking, I was like, "Oh shit, this is that story? Hell yeah!"
Well, yeah. Here, let me just read the description for those who don't know what it is, real quick. It's a really short one, but it gives the small gist. Yeah, no, you're fine. A shocking online video brings together a widespread internet group of animal lovers out for justice. Their target, meanwhile, has more horrors planned. All right, so yeah, that's the basic gist of it.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to it than just that. I mean, like the cat and mouse game he's playing. No pun intended. But, like, there's – it's just, like, if he wouldn't have antagonized those people, he might have been able to, you know, do more of what he was doing. But
– yeah, he would have been caught eventually, though.
But it to me, it felt like he always wanted to be caught because he was – see, this is the part I don't know if Dan knows because he talks about the ice pick, but I don't think he knows the significance. Is he's basically making his version of Basic Instinct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ice chest. Even like the way he framed like the shot when he murders someone is framed like the ice pick death in Basic Instinct. And he even like sets it up with a psychiatrist. Just the level he went to
he's
make
the same name.
What?
The same name, Manny.
Yeah. It's just...
Why can't you just masturbate to Sharon Stone like we all did? Fucking bitch.
Relax.
I know. Calm down, Dan.
You know, it was a cool journey of discovery if you didn't know anything about this case.
Yeah.
And even if you did a little bit, it's still like illuminating.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I enjoyed the show. It's three episodes. They're all like an hour each, and each one packs a big fucking punch. It ends like on here. It's masterful storytelling. I'm just going somewhere. Oh my god, my medicine's kicking in. Sorry.
It's all right. We're trying to get you out of here soon.
Oh, that's cool. I even if you can't watch the first episode, because the first episode is the only episode that has some type of animal in danger on screen, just skip that episode. Watch episode 2 and 3 and you'll be all right. It's freaking awesome.
Cool, cool. I would have had a hard time when they confronted him, and I don't know if they were 100% that he was the guy at that point. Of course, you guys have seen it. I would have had a hard time not just kicking that door in and beating him to death. It would have been hard.
First off, they're nerds, so that never happened. They just called the cops on him. But they did accuse one person who didn't do it, but he was taking credit for it because he's just an online jackass. His conclusion was fucking hilarious. Wouldn't you say that, Todd?
Yeah.
So, if you're going to go online and talk shit, make sure you got some thick skin. Otherwise, you're going to be fucking killing yourself. Like that.
You basically.
So. But yeah, Luca Magnotta talked a lot of shit. His mom was in denial. That part was new to me. I never heard from his mom before. What else? Yeah, I highly recommend just skipping the first episode if you can't handle the cat being in danger on screen or a snake feeding. Episode 2 and 3, you're all
right. Yeah.
Cool, cool.
I agree.
Yeah. Masturbate to Basic Instinct. What the fuck, asshole?
Right after. I was like, oh, yeah, this movie's really fucking good.
I know. I was going to do that this weekend, and I haven't, but I need to do that soon.
I need to watch number 2.
I've never watched it. I picked up that one, too. It was like $10 a few weeks back. So,
yeah,
I haven't watched
it.
Me neither. Yeah. I've been on a Paul Verhoeven kick lately.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, nice.
RoboCop.
Yes. And then the sequels. And then I watched Showgirls and Itch sequel. I want to watch Basic Instinct. And now I want to watch Starship Troopers films. Yep.
Yeah.
So. Awesome. All right. So, I'm not going to do like a full review for these, but I did watch the Lock and Key pilot, which, what I remember, differs a little bit from what I remember from the graphic novels, but it's interesting so far. I don't have a whole lot to say about it, but it was good. And Witcher, everybody's fucking seen that, so I'm not gonna do a review, but I'm definitely intrigued enough to. Yeah, I don't know. Seemed like some of the people I was talking to were like, oh, it's going to be the next Game of Thrones. It's not exactly Game of Thrones, but there are titties. So, rejoice. I'll talk more about
some
this later. But
do we get Superman Dong in the movie or in the show?
Yeah, I think you get both, for what I understand. But I've only seen the first one. I don't think you're getting Spartacus level, though, from this. Usually now, if there's female nudity, there's definitely male nudity, too, on most of these things. Altered Carbon's another one that I know still. Netflix has stuff that's still doing some good gratuitous nudity, but you usually get dudes, too. So they're spreading around.
You said Spartacus. I'm going to pitch a show right now. I think we need to do a retrospective show on Spartacus, because that show's like just the best.
I would be 100% down with that.
I think we should do this. I think it should be a 4-part episode. Each one is a season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I am down with that.
That show's fucking awesome. The only the only bummer with that one is the lead actor. First season. Yeah, Andy Whitfield. There's like a super sad doc on him. Not that the replacement wasn't good. It's just, you know, it's like not the same guy, so there's a little bit of adjustment to it. But Spartacus is kick ass. It really is.
Dude, all hail
Batty Otis. A lot. Huh?
Batty Otis. That is my dude.
Yes. And again,
I went to like
example.
I went to three premieres for that show. It was fucking great. I'll show you my photos later.
Oh, you saw it in the theater? Oh, that's awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Awesome.
I do. That is my shit. I fucking love Spartacus.
Yeah, I loved. I think I started like even quoting it. Like I'd stub my toe and I'd just be like, "Jupiter's cock." I was like just quoting all of the hilarious.
Finally, the kingdom of cock from fucking ass.
John Hanna was so good. I remember some funny conversations with people who are watching that, and it's like, man, I grew up on The Mummy, and now I'm seeing the dorky English guy like ass raping Xena. I can't handle this right now. It was pretty fun. That cast was so good. And again, hey, you can watch it with your girlfriend. She can't complain about the gratuitous nudity, because holy shit, was there a lot of dong in that movie, in that series too. It was. I don't want to say 50-50, but it was close. There was a lot of there was just a lot of fucking.
Yeah, they weren't remaining at all. But you said girlfriend. I had a girlfriend at the time of the show. We had an anniversary on one of the new episodes. On one of the new episodes that was airing that day, I made that bitch wait till after I was done watching my show to even like, because that was my man time.
Right.
Every Friday when it was on for the hour. Do not talk to me. Mm. I'm watching my story. That just reminded me. I'm like, oh yeah, I made that bitch wait. We're no longer together, so clearly my priorities were on point. Spartacus
was
first.
Spartacus what ended it for you?
No, no, she's just a retard.
No, you were like making her do shit you saw on the show or something. Did you role play her? Is that what scared her away?
No, that was totally cool.
Todd scared away a lot of girlfriends with Last House on the Left role play, but that was a little darker.
But
I'm
the
not
ones
hitting
who liked
myself,
it, thumbs
Todd.
Up.
Come on. Please.
No, you can't beg Last House play. Then it's not Last House play.
You got to be in character.
Yeah.
Piss your pants. Todd made his hair like all curly.
Calm down,
shit.
Colonel Sanders.
fucking God. God damn it. That's fucked up. Pugs, just for you, because that actually sounds like a lot of fun, we will have to do a four-part Spartacus show. I'm totally down for that. That shit was awesome. We will do it. I was expecting more tits and Ash versus the Evil Dead just because of where that came from. But
I'll say it again. I still need to watch the last season.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
I was waiting because I didn't want it to end. Yes, of Ash vs. Evil Dead. I did not want it to end.
Oh,
so oh, no. I
that's
saw
good,
everything.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah.
No.
You still haven't seen Ash vs. Evil Dead? Oh,
I know. I pulled it out to finally finish it, and I just haven't yet. It's like, once I do, it's over.
I get that. I actually get that. I've done that with a few series where I did it with Boardwalk Empire was one. It like it took me a ridiculous time to like watch the last season because I was like, oh man, I love this show. Now it's gone.
Maybe I'll start the whole series
finished.
Over.
Yeah, you might as well
at
this point.
It's long,
10 episodes.
Yeah.
Stars
yeah.
Is
Brisk watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have some cool stuff. They've had some cool shit. All right, so I think that's all streaming-wise we have. I know there's like a million other things, but that's what we've tried to watch for the show. And Todd, you brought
Corona
up.
Whoa. What?
I know you don't. I know you're not into Star Wars, but Clone Wars is coming back on the 21st. So that should be cool for me.
Okay.
And all the people. Good shit. On Disney Plus.
Yes.
Awesome.
Dan, you can watch your Picard.
Awesome.
Picard
is so much better. Yeah, I take it you haven't watched Picard.
You fucking degenerate.
I know. We haven't talked about the greatest streaming show there is, though.
What is that?
It's also on the CBS All Access. Pug's favorite.
SVU?
Twilight Zone.
I've got to get back into it, but I really didn't like what I saw.
Oh, you know what? When we switched over, didn't that stupid Negro have produced the Ted Bundy documentary?
Did. Was it the Ted? Yeah. No, he did the Bobbitt one, which is one I should have brought up, which is really awesome.
I got to finish that. I still haven't finished it. I think I got the first episode where they were afraid to touch the severed penis because they didn't want to get gay on them.
Yes, that's
oh, I need to watch that now. What is that on?
Amazon.
Amazon Prime.
It's called Lorena.
Oh, fuck, Todd. Don't let me forget. I didn't fucking watch that shit. That's the one I forgot. Oh, man. I got to watch.
John Wayne.
John Wayne Bobbitt. Yes. It was cool.
Did you meet
Frankie
Penis, too?
No, but he did have shit from that to get signed. But it was...
I would have got one.
There were people getting like dildos signed and all sorts of weird shit. This was a chiller years ago. All right, you know, he was super friendly, and this is the same convention where Brutus the Barber Beefcake and Greg Valentine were like practically like trying to like fucking grab you and take your money. But I lucked out at one point because they weren't near him at the moment, so I actually got to talk to him. And I was like, yeah, man. Anytime I think I'm having a bad day, I just think of you, and it's you know, gets a little brighter. And he laughed. What else did he say? I mean, it wasn't a long conversation, but I got at least a good 10 minutes with him. And he talked about it, and he said, he's like, yeah, I was a shitty husband. You know, I was an asshole, but I didn't deserve that.
The doc says otherwise, right?
Well, this is like, I mean, I wasn't filming him, so that's just like what he said. He seemed to, I don't know how you have a sense of humor about it. I mean, I guess your dick still works, but I don't think I could ever forgive that.
Fuck no. He probably told you not to mess with those Latinas, right?
Well, you should watch it because, you know, I'll tell you like this. I said I'm a John Wayne Bobbitt guy after watching it. He may be up for a fatty also.
Oh.
Finish it up, Hug. Sorry, Dan.
I don't really know much about, like, what he has done since. Like I said, I mean, that was, like, right out of his mouth, just saying, like, yeah, you know, I was shitty and I was, you know, but, you know, I didn't deserve to basically, I mean, he didn't use these words, but, you know, have my dick sliced off and, you know, chucked out a window. but, yeah, I don't know. Wouldn't he have to hunt her down and kill her if the dick was, like, not found? Shit, why didn't she?
Watch
didn't
the documentary.
Flush it down the toilet. I will. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do a review on that down
we'll
the
do
line.
Part two.
Maybe I'll watch.
We'll have some more
yes.
Time. Yeah. Yeah, we'll cover that.
What can I do?
Yeah, I'm gonna try and get more into those two. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I haven't
yeah,
watched
to
Sabrina.
Go by pilots, but...
Pretty damn good.
Sabrina? I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep hearing
I've
nothing
heard
but
the
positive
same, but I haven't seen it.
Like, yeah, man. I don't know. Like, I want to, but I don't want to. I got other shit to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit. I mean, fucking wrestling alone. I mean, it's like, man, it's only so much time in the day, but...
I'm basically down to one show a month.
Yeah.
One show a week's good enough for me.
Yeah. They're shorter seasons, so I will say if like you're super into something, you can binge it like in a weekend or less. But yeah, still.
I'm trying to watch those Bond films before the new one comes out.
I was not going to try and rewatch all those. That was never going to happen. But
two a week's all it takes. Now you're buying.
They're not really connected. Beyond
I'm to the good
little
ones now.
Here and there.
I've only seen them get Dalton with them.
It gets you in the mood, though. I get it.
Like I've never seen the Brosnan ones, any of the current ones. The last one I watched was fucking with Timothy Dalton.
Goldeneye.
Tina Turner. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, a lot of Brosnan's kind of. I like him as Bond more than I like the movies, if that makes sense.
I get that because I love the Timothy Dalton movies, but I think Timothy Dalton didn't make a good Bond.
Oh, see. I think Timothy Dalton was arguably the best Bond. I'm not saying that the movies were the best, but I think he was.
I'm a Roger Moore guy, so if it's not campy, it's going to not work. Yeah. So
I get that. They all brought something different.
And Connery Bond was married so far, so. Just saying.
I'd say we would do a Bond show, but probably not. The best you might get is because I'm not rewatching them all. But you might get us doing the new movie. We'll see. We'll see how woke it is, if I'm going to dive into it or not.
Well, this show went way longer than I expected. We may have to replan our whole plan. So I'm thinking we're going to end this show. And then
So programming notes, you are going to have multiple shows from us this week. It's going to be a whole bunch. We're trying.
They'll have already heard the first one, so they know there's multiple shows at this point.
Listen to the vinegar.
That was yesterday. Also worth noting is that
listen to it.
Yes, definitely. We are currently finally in the process of getting all the shows on YouTube. It's taking some time, so.
Awesome. You won't get to see our faces, unfortunately, but yeah, that'll be another way. iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Blog Talk, and YouTube.
And a bunch of other spaces. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Pugs, I know you're... Did you already pass out? See?
Ah. It's that Corona AIDS virus. Got him. That's fun. This one sounds like a lot of fun. Oh, cool.
Did you get disconnected?
I did.
All right. I'm glad I looked at the board. I was like, he's way too quiet. But all right. Yes. So I guess.
Good night.
We're
going to
call it a night. Anything, Pugs, before we go?
Enjoy your streaming. My favorite streaming show currently right now is not on, but Mindhunter. We didn't talk about that at all, but we've blown it before, so that one's amazing.
Yes. Please come back, Mindhunter.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Until next time, guys.
Awesome.